This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. China says it is imposing restrictions on staff members at the U.S. Embassy and the American consulates in mainland China and Hong Kong. Responding to U.S. measures announced early this month, China's foreign ministry described its move as reciprocal. Last week, Washington said it would require senior Chinese diplomats to get State Department approval before visiting university campuses or holding cultural events with more than 50 people outside mission grounds. The Sri Lankan Navy says it is still trying to plug a fuel leak from the fire-stricken New Diamond Oil supertanker. Carrying about 2 million barrels of oil, the vessel caught fire 2 weeks ago and is now about 45 nautical miles off Sri Lanka's east coast in the Indian Ocean. The fire has been extinguished, but the ship left two long oil trails as it was towed out to sea. Authorities are working to head off the kind of environmental damage suffered by the African island nation of Mauritius after a Japanese bulk carrier struck a coral reef off its coast in July. Reports so far indicate the New Diamond's crude oil cargo remains intact. The Japanese owner of the tanker that went aground off Mauritius said today it would spend about $9.5 million to help in oil spill cleanup, including work to restore the country's mangrove forests. Japan's National Security Council meets today. The backdrop, a proposed policy change that could, for the first time, allow Japan's military to plan for strikes on land targets in Asia. Initiated by Prime Minister Shinzo Abe months before he announced his retirement, the plan would require the purchase of such weapons as cruise missiles. If adopted, the policy would mark one of the biggest shifts in Japan's military stance since the end of World War II. It reflects Abe's longstanding push for a more robust military and a deepening concern about Beijing's influence in the region and worry by China's increased military activity in East China Sea. Abe last month said he was stepping down for health reasons. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshide Suga is seen as less hawkish but is closely aligned to Abe and is expected to become the Liberal Democratic Party leader and the new prime minister. This is VOA News. Russia says police have traced opposition politician Alexei Navalny's movements and what he drank before falling ill on a flight from Siberia to Moscow last month. Further, it says there are efforts to locate a witness who has left the country. The Kremlin's Interior Ministry claims it is preparing another request for legal assistance from Germany, where Navalny was airlifted after what Berlin says was a poison attack with the Russian Novichok nerve agent. The Siberian Transport Department says it wants to send investigators to Germany. The 44-year-old Navalny, meanwhile, has emerged from a coma. Here in the U.S., a huge Northern California wildfire has become the state's deadliest blaze of the year. 10 people are confirmed dead, at least 16 others are missing. 4 victims are in critical condition with burns. Evacuees, in many cases, have had to flee for their lives. The flames north of San Francisco have destroyed an estimated 2,000 homes and other buildings. Damage assessment teams are expected to begin a methodical search of scorched areas today. Nearly 30 major wildfires stretch from the border of Oregon, south through California, all the way to the Mexican frontier. The European Union is using tough language as it once again deals with the threat of a no-deal Brexit. At issue, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's refusal to revoke an ultimatum on breaking the separation agreement that the EU says would undo 4 years of talks. London claims it simply wants to clear up ambiguities, but it has caused a new crisis less than 4 months before the UK is due to complete its departure from the European bloc in December. The EU has demanded that Britain scrap the plan to breach the divorce treaty by the end of this month, but Britain says its parliament is sovereign and above international law. India today reported another daily record of new coronavirus infections, more than 96,000, taking its caseload above 4.5 million, with a loss of some 76,000 lives. Worldwide figures from Johns Hopkins University, a pandemic case count of 28 million, with deaths approaching 910,000. U.S. President Donald Trump is trying to move past this week's revelations that he played down the danger of the coronavirus last winter, despite knowing of its catastrophic potential, something clearly shown by recordings made by journalist Bob Woodward as he prepared his book, Rage, which is due out next week. Asked at a news conference why he lied to the American people, the president shook his head, saying what he did was minimize the threat of a panic. The virus controversy followed Mr. Trump to a rally in the political battleground state of Michigan last night, where Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer had raised alarms about the event. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.